You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And I'm downstairs at Surfaces 2015. I'm with Thomas Trissel in the HPS Shernock space. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, Cam. Thank you.
So listen, you know what you've been doing. Most people know what Shernox is, self-leveling system. You've actually been doing some pioneering work because you're bringing a product to the United States that's been hugely successful in Germany, right?
I do appreciate you say everybody knows what Shernox is. I do believe that there's a lot of groundwork still to do. We're in our fourth year in North America. Shernox is known as a very reputable company in Europe, especially on the German-speaking market. It's a 120-year-old company, very, very well known for the subfloor levelings. And yes, we started this 4 years ago and pretty happy the way it goes here right now in North America.
Well, another thing I deserves mention, most people know Thomas. Thomas is the one who started Centiva and then sold it many years later to Tarkett. So you've been in the flooring business for a while in the United States. But I also need to mention that you grew up in the business because in Germany, your father is basically a commercial contractor, right?
Absolutely. I think if you would see a company like my dad's company, typical commercial contractor, goes back to 1959 when he started the business. So I'm born into this business, and I still want to believe that I'm, you know, the best in what I do is floor installation.
All right, so you're here at the show giving demonstrations, showing the benefit of the product, how easy it is to use. You're also in Vegas at a different show, so two different shows at one time, right?
We're also at the Builder Show, very important for us because this product is, as it is for commercial, also for residential application. And the Builder Show started yesterday, and I was actually very amazed how good this was attended as well here at Surfaces today.
Well, you've got a big crowd here. They're watching these demonstrations. What are some of the questions they ask? I mean, they're probably like, this is unbelievable, aren't they?
I don't want to say unbelievable. I think that the technology where we are heading with our systems is just not just outstanding, but it's also more and more and more recognized. Have we worked very, very hard in the last 2-3 years to educate the architects, the designers, the end users? It now comes to fruit that people really understand. The test pours of 100 to 500 square foot now turns into quite some substantial orders.
So in this category of self-leveling, let's talk about what are you up against? What are some of the challenges you face?
The challenges, I think, is in remaining as an entrepreneurial spirited company, even though Shernox is a large manufacturer, that this how we are addressing it here in North America has a challenge that, you know, you need to have a strong sales force. We're building the sales force. Distributor are mostly mindset with the products, the ordinary things they can get in many last 10, 20, 30 years. We are changing a little bit the situation, and I think now in 2014-2015, we see the evidence that distribution, logistic, end user, and installer actually understand what we can bring to this market.
Another thing, they hear that it's synthetic gypsum, and they think that that's that material that's in drywall, and this is actually a totally different material with a PSI of like 3,100, right?
No. The PSI is actually 5,400 to 5,800, depending on the product, either AP or APF. This is a synthetic gypsum, has nothing to do with natural gypsum. Shernox has developed a technology in the early, mid-90s, which is now in its fifth, even the sixth generation. It has nothing to do with materials, natural gypsum you find in drywall. The synthetic gypsum, we talk about the alpha particles, which are very strong, and this guarantees not just good flex, but also a very, very strong top surface.
Actually, let's talk about guarantees. You actually do have some guarantees with this product, right?
Yes, we do have a warranty program, which we, of course, have a standard warranty, but most likely for commercial projects, we are more than happy to extend this up to the customer's need.
Now, Thomas, you're doing a contest right now that's called the Ugliest Floor Contest. Tell our viewers a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, it's not really the ugliest contest, but it's mostly the America's Worst Subfloor Contest. You can take the worst out and exchange it with the best. We came up with this idea last year where we thought we have really so much belief in our product that we can show this and demonstrate and prove this. So therefore, we asked the people to come out with tremendous, huge subfloor problems, use Shernox, and bring this to a test, and we have quite some interested parties in there. I think it was a total of over 90 participants, and we actually will announce the winner tomorrow, Thursday at 11 o'clock.
Great. Well, I can't, I'm looking forward to hearing about that. It's great to see you again. Actually, it looks like you have a big crowd that are viewing these demonstrations. So it looks like that right here where you are, you're one of the key attractors on this floor.
I do believe in surfaces. I do not only believe in surfaces, I also do believe in the American market. You know, I'm a huge fan of America, and even though, you know, I lived the first 30 years of my life in Europe, I do believe, especially in this time today when you see what's going on in the world, that, you know, America should be very happy and very thankful, especially in the flooring industry I'm talking about, for the situation going on. I was on a trade show last week at Domotex. That was also a good show, but I think the buzz here at Surfaces is outstanding.
All right, well, it's good to talk to you again. I've been talking to Thomas Trissell, who's a principal with HBS Schernox, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.